What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the screen there, new Western Illinois Athletics head coach Adam McComb, Illinois, his alma mater. He's one of them. He's a leatherneck. He's wearing his purple. He's doing his thing. Got a nice beard, so I need to get a beard like him, too. It's Chad Boudreau on the Boss Man Show. What's up, coach?
Boss Man, hey, great to have you. I'm glad to be here, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Yeah, this beard came with time. Just give yourself more time. It'll get there. Trust me.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. You got this job, man. Yeah, you're a full-time head coach. You are going to the OVC now. Like I told you that I played in. I decided to argue to lead the summer league and going to OVC to what new rivalries now. That's kind of more in your and more in you guys' footprint per se.
It is, you know, and I'm from the area. I grew up in southeast Iowa, like 70 miles straight west of there, and have family in all the way around there from Quincy up to Galesburg to southeast Iowa. So it's home for me. So it's a special opportunity. And, you know, growing up, you think of Western Illinois, you always think of the regionals with it, Eastern Illinois. And now you got SIUE, you got all those, that footprint. The Summit League was great to us. And I appreciate our time in the Summit League, but as far as the demographics and where we set and geography wise, this is a way better fit and we're excited for it. It's a great league, travels better. It's warmer. I won't miss the – I mean, they don't just get snow in the Dakotas. They get snow. They don't measure it by inches. They measure it by feet up there. So the travel and just the location, it's an exciting time for us.
Now, I'll tell you a quick story, Coach. I cannot drive a snow, save my life, Coach. I was in school in Nashville. I wrecked my 85 Fleetwood, going to get me some pork shoulder sandwiches for me and my girl.
Was real-wheel drive, too. It was sliding all over the place.
We don't get snow in Atlanta like that. I'm not used to it.
And they don't get it off the roads. To their credit in the Dakotas, they do a great job of getting it out of there, but you just don't want to have to deal with it. And you know, too, for us, we were recruiting for the summit. Like, we were preparing to play in the summer. And we've taken – at Western Illinois, we've taken – I like to equate it to, like, you know, like the stock market investing. it had flatlined, it had bottomed, it had tapped along the bottom for a while. And the trajectory is right. Like, we're winning, we're going in the right direction, and we want to keep building on that. And to move the OVC, I think regionally, it pumps more energy into the program. We got it going this way. The move pumps more energy into it. The guys are excited. The community's excited. So it's a good time. It's a great day to be a Leatherneck for sure.
And coach, for you, how have all these workouts been this summer for you guys, man, trying to get guys better? You being the head coach now. So how much do you spend installing the stuff that you want to do versus trying to get them guys get better individually?
You know, I'm glad. Yeah, that's a great question, boss man, because I think it's different now. When I first got to Milwaukee, you know, I worked for Rob Jeter, and Rob was one of my mentors. And I got a chance yesterday, my kids at the UW Whitewater camp here in Whitewater, Wisconsin. I got to see Pat Miller, who just resigned, one of the greatest college coaches in history at UW Whitewater, and spending time with him. And both those guys come from a circle where you were building a program. You had young kids, you brought them in, it's fundamentals, it's passing, catching, it's all these little detail things you're trying to instill. So that way, by the time those kids were in their fourth and fifth year, you just had a whole group of those guys. You were a part of that culture. And in your area, there was less guys transferring around. And it's different now. I look at it as, unfortunately, I've been a junior college head coach at Highland Community College. And my time there, you would try to get older transfer kids, you bring them in, and you had such a short time to prepare for the season that you were putting in team stuff within the first week. And so that's what we did this summer. It's less about passing, catching, fundamentals. We recruit guys that are older, they're bright kids, they do the right things, you know, on the court. And so we can come in, we're not dealing with those things. We're putting in offense, we're putting in defense, we're putting in schemes, we're starting to play, we're working on situations. So it was a really productive summer, but it's way different than it was in your era and what I was used to when I first came into the game years ago.
100%, you know, and I thought the game has gotten better. It's more space and people. You know, when I was out there, it was still, you had some two big still, you know.
Right.
And you're just trying to run off of those two bigs, running double screens off two bigs. So now we have square, we're doing Spain, we're doing stunts, we're doing flybys. So it's like, you know, double drag. So all that stuff that we see now wasn't in that 04. Back in the day.
No, you know what? And people talk about the big man's gone. The big man is just gotten where he just plays other positions. They're still there. And sometimes your big kid might be your one or your two, or you might be posting one of the guards. It's the game's completely different. I love it because it's interchangeable. We were talking about that before. Like, interchangeable guys is the key to the game, whether it's at the pro level or over in Europe. Interchangeable, you got to be interchangeable. And that's what's exciting about our roster. My staff has put together a great group of long length athleticism, guys that are interchangeable, guys that can play multiple positions. And so we can play different ways. And I'm excited about that.
Especially defensively too, coach, you want to be able to switch one through five without losing anything. You know, with length, no matter what you do, you got somebody 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", that can still affect your shot, affect your filtration. So you want guys you can switch. And the Raptors good about that, having guys in that 6'5", 6'6", 6'9" range, which everything where you can't do anything but just shoot over top of them.
Exactly right. You know, and with that has come, like, the last 2 years for us, we've lacked depth. Our first five in the Summit was probably as good as everybody's first five outside of maybe Oral Roberts last year. Had Max A. Smith and that juggernaut. But once we went down, once we started subbing guys in, we went backwards. And we've been able to add enough depth that where we can switch, we can pressure, we can get out, and guys, we can just keep shuffling people in and out. And to build a set here, like right now, I know for sure we have 10 guys that can play. And that's an exciting thing. Because last year at this time, it stepped away and the summer stuff was over, I'm like, gosh, I love us one through five, but who's six, who's seven? And I don't have a clue who eight is. Like, we didn't have an eight. And so That's a big thing. It's a key thing for us going forward, especially in the OVC. You're going to need depth to survive a long conference season.
100%. And for you, coach, how much with the schedule has been tricky? Because I know you have to get bought some. You have to try to get home and homes. And I know people don't want to come to Macomb as well. So how much of a headache is trying to schedule games, knowing you have to get bought some and try to do some deals to get guys to come play you at home?
You know, especially our first year, it was easy. I've told people that, right or wrong, that we were like the good-looking single girl at the bar at the Final Four. Everyone wanted to go out with us, you know, that first year. We had one. No, everybody would play us. Scheduling was easy. Well, then you win some games and you win at home, and now scheduling is not easy. And that's why I handed it off to one of my assistants. I'm the head coach now. Here, you do the scheduling. It was easy. But no, it is difficult. And you're trying to prepare yourself. You're trying to balance all that. You're trying to play the bye games. You want to keep the bye games. I like to keep them regional, where we're playing teams that are fan base and people can go see, and it's less travel for us. And you're trying to balance that with home games. Getting home games in this environment is difficult. You know, we'll have to sprinkle in a couple non-D1s because of that. But then, you know, eventually we'll try to get more home and home series. It works out. You know, inertia kind of makes us all come together at the end, late in the summer, where I'm sticking to my schedule. I got to play at home. Well, by the end of the summer, you don't have a game. People will start going on the road and people will start traveling, and no one gets the ideal schedule. No one does. Unless you're at the highest level and you're paying exorbitant amount of money. You're not getting the ideal schedules. You just got to go with it. And our team's excited about it. They don't care, which is a cool thing about, we got so many transfers and a bunch of JUCO guys. You know how those guys are. It's just get us to the game so we can hoop. And that's where we are. We're just going to play the schedule in front of us and control what we can control and get better and get ready for the OVC.
No doubt, man. Like I said, I remember sometimes, you know, being 3-12 and you have to not look at it. You know why you're doing it, especially at our level in the OVC. It's the reason why. But It's still 3-12. Look, we got to focus on the OVC play. Let's just use this to get ready for OVC and not look at the record right now. This is part of doing business for the most part.
Yeah, and you know this. At our level, it comes down to two seasons. There's the first semester season. You're trying to get better. You're trying to stay healthy. You're trying to win as many games as possible. And then there's that season that really matters, and that second semester. But you got to build from one to the other. We took the summer. We'll transition the summer into the fall into the preseason, and we'll be getting ready for the OVC. And the nice thing is for us, I don't really have a ton of understanding of the OVC. You know, we played Eastern Illinois last year. That's the only OVC team we have any experience with playing in the last 2 years. And so I'm curious to take first semester and watch the rest of the OVC play and see, you know, see what they have and see. You know, I know the history. I know the teams. I know Morehead State, you know, had a great team last year. I know Coach Korn did a great job at SEMO getting that group to the NCAA tournament. But we all lose players, and there's so much change that I'm excited for the fall just to watch them all play and figure out kind of what's going on everywhere. Because right now I don't have a clue.
Well, I could tell you Penny and Ryan play fast.
Yes. And that's
and
a different
thing too.
That is a different from you watch, like I've watched film of everybody in the league and you compare it to the Summit. They're different leagues. You know, the Summit, Oral Roberts was fast. South Dakota State was fast and just super efficient offensively. But the athleticism, the size, it's a different game. And I'm excited about it. I like the game and I don't care. It's still basketball, whether you play in the Summit or it's still a competitive sport that we all love. So I'm excited for it.
No doubt, man. Basketball is basketball, as my dad always says. He said, no matter what you do, son, basketball is basketball.
In the end, we're just trying to score more points and have, you know, and have fun doing it. And that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to score more points and have fun doing it and let the chips fall where they may.
100%. Now, Coach, let's get some, man, for guys like, you know, you've been in the business as long as you have. Talk about Atlanta and Georgia players. I feel like, Coach, maybe I'm a little biased, but there's a lot of great talent in Atlanta for us, AAU-wise.
Well, first, I'm going to tell you the best down here. And you would think, like, I coached in the state of Wisconsin. I was at Indian Hills. I've been at Western Illinois. I've been around some elite shooters, like some elite shooters. Rashad Carruth out of Atlanta, best shooter I've ever been around. I mean, he rolled in our gym in 2004. He was at Kentucky. He was at Oklahoma. And then we got him at Rashad was a McDonald's All-American, one of the best players in the country. And Rashad rolled into our gym. I'll never forget this. He had a pair of old Timbos on. He had his big pants. He just got off the plane, walked into the gym with me, and he said, you want a 25-piece? And he walked around the NBA arc and hit 25 straight threes on the last one. He said, there's your quarter. Let's go grab something to eat. And he was the best shooter, the most elite shooter that I've ever seen. And we talked about a little bit before, Atlanta has a rich history of high school basketball, but also pro basketball with the Hawks and Dominique Wilkins and in that era. You know, I was a big junior college fan growing up. So Gerald Wilkins, you know, was from, played at Moberly Community College in Moberly, Missouri. And the South has amazing basketball, and you're lucky to be in the middle of it. We need to talk some of those guys that come up to Macomb, Illinois. It never snows.
Now, coach, I'll tell you this. This is a true story, coach. Guys have told me young men committed to them. They came on my show. A lot of guys listen to the show. So I could tell you on the record that the guys have told me they've got you guys from going on my show. Because guys said, oh, you also in the Boss Man show. Yeah, Boss Man, cool. We cool with him. Yeah, I'm cool with you too.
Hey, let's get that on every TV station in Atlanta and tell them we'd love to have them at Western Illinois. We play a fun style. We're going to score a lot of points. And, yeah, everybody's got a home in Macomb.
And, Coach, a 105 the King here, my station, we get the 5.5 million people in the Atlanta area.
So, speaking of Atlanta, you probably remember the Atlanta Hawks AAU team or the Atlanta Celtics AAU team that had Dwight Howard and Josh Smith. That was the best AAU team group I've ever seen together. That summer, they just rolled through the circuit. It looked like an NBA team, a bunch of 18-year-old guys rolling around, and that was an amazing year. When you think of Atlanta basketball and AAU basketball, that was, and you had LeBron around at that time. You know, the AAU scene, Charlie Villanueva, and some of those guys like Darius Miles. Like, there were some players, but that Atlanta Hawks, or Atlanta Celtics team was nasty. I'd take any of those.
And it was cool seeing Jay Smooth be a part of our research. Remember, we was down for a while after Coach Wilkins, and then the lockout, we had Lon Kruger and Terry Stockton. Mike Woodson came in, changed the whole thing, and got us where we are now. And we also trained for ISO Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, Western, right now, we're pulling for the Hawks because Jalen Johnson's there, know the family really, really well. Coach Rod Johnson, his older brother at Highland Community College. Rod played for us at Western Illinois. So we got a sweet spot for the Atlanta Hawks right now. And Jalen Johnson, really pulling for him and looking for great things out of him going forward for sure. Cause he's awesome guy, great family. And we want nothing but the best for him. I root for them every game. My kids tune into Hawks game. They're Hawks fans right now because of Jay Johnson. So.
Yes. I can touch off that, coach. He may be our starting power forward this year.
And we talk about positionless basketball. There's a guy that can go out there going into the game. What is he? He's everything. You know, he can play the one, he can play the two, he can play the three, he can play everywhere. He can match up, he can guard everybody. And he's, you know, as his game develops, you know, like last year, I thought his perimeter shooting started to pick back up, which he shot it well when he was younger. His brother went through that phase. Rod went through that phase where Rod was an unbelievable shooter in high school and he kept growing later. And I don't think it's an easy adjustment to grow 3 or 4 inches and then you're adjusting your shot in the process. And Jalen's future, he's got a bright future ahead of him. And I really look forward to watching it because he's a star. He's a great kid, great family.
Now, Coach, I got one more for you, Coach. At what point did you decide you want to get into coaches, man? No, my dad would be 85 years old on August 27th. He's a coach, too. I told my father, I don't have the patience. I'll be cussing kids out every day. But at what point did you decide in your career you wanted to get into coaching and help young men the rest of your life, man?
You know, my dad was a coach. My dad was an athletic director. And my dad told me growing up, like, I don't care what you do. And I can't add all the adjectives he added in there. But I don't care what you do. Just don't coach. Typical coach's kid. I didn't listen. And coaches, I think most of us are in this. We're the guys at Christmas to like to see other people. I love watching my children open presents. Don't care about my birthday. Don't care about anything that has to. I like watching other people enjoy successes. And that's what we talk about at Western. Like, we have high expectations for us. We have higher expectations than everyone around us. And I'm sure everyone in the country, you know, has. And it's because I want them to feel that. I've been a part of it. And we put together a group of guys. They've all won, you know, like, we got a kid from John A. Logan, that James Dent, that won a national championship with Tyler Smith Peters down there. Winner. Kid from Ranger, Final Four. Like, we have a pile of winners from the coaches on down. And you know that when you're part of something that's special and you're winning, that is Christmas. That's to be celebrated. And I just want them to feel it and be a part of it and then move on to the next group and do the same dang thing. It's competition. It's the fun of competition. I can't seem to do anything else.
No doubt, Coach. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's been fun having you on the show, man. We'll do this again real soon, man. I'll have to kind of see you at Evansville or Nashville. And hey. I'm going to have a Hawks gear, Coach. Cause if I have my TSU gear, it might feel funny. If I could,
no, you got to come in Hawks gear. Yeah, you got to throw on that Jay Johnson jersey and stay neutral. But hey, you got the OVC pass, so you got tickets at every place, and so yes, we'd love to have you and the whole league. We want to make the OVC special, and we want to do good things, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And as you know, it's a great league, has a rich history, has great coaching, great stops. Who doesn't want to go to Nashville? And so, you know, it's an exciting time. And so I hope you can come anytime. We'd love to have you in the
OVC. It's funny when I go over there, she's like, hey, you over here hugging Ryan Ritter. We're cool. Yeah. Because you're Preston, we're cool. Like, I go to school here, I did. I'm a businessman now. Now our friends now, okay?
Yeah, you're in a family. It's the OVC family. You're in.
Yes.
Hey, but if we're on the road somewhere, I don't want you – you got to pull for us. Don't get off track. If it's – non-OVC, you know, we open up UTSA. Who cares about UTSA? You're pulling for OVC Western Illinois, that game.
I already know. OVC for life. OVC it, baby.
Right. OVC for life. Once you're in, you're in. Whether you want to be or not.
Yes, sir. The coach is fun. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much, Box, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the love.
You're welcome.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.